Well, a warm welcome to you all this Sunday morning. It is good to have you here with us here at Gillingham Baptist Church. Welcome to those who are watching online as well. We're delighted that you're here with us today. It's start of half term, which means a lot to some and not to others. It's a lovely opportunity that we can just be together this Sunday to hear from God and to respond to him as well. I'm really glad that you're able to join us. There's some various things happening in the first half of the service. Children will go out to their own groups after the first half of our time together. Karen is leading our opening worship, so I'm going to hand over straight to Karen. Thank you.
Okay, so there is a theme, isn't there, Sarah? The theme, sorry, she's doing something down there. There's a theme, and it's about being blessed. So the point of God blesses us. We bless God in the worship, and then God blesses us. So we can bless others. And in Galatians 6 verse 10 it says this: do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. So that's especially to people in the church. Really do good to them. And John Wesley, this is a little thing that John Wesley said: do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as you ever can. So, Ephesians 4:32 says, be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ God forgave you. And it's about being kind and doing good. And I think it's a bit underrated, actually, being kind and doing good, isn't it? But it's trying to do that everywhere, every place. And a lot of the songs that we're going to sing today are going to reflect that. So let's stand. There's three songs together, and the last song we're going to sing is All Things. If you know the actions, please do them. Don't just stand there. The All Things one is: I reach to the skies, touch my nose, toes, spin right round and point to my nose, run real fast, let everyone know I'm loved by Jesus. We're going to do that one. So I really need you to do the actions, especially those people who are below the age of 50. Some people are not very keen on action songs, but we quite like to do some to get your bodies in tune with your minds in terms of worship. Praise God from whom all blessings flow.
From every nation, all of creation,
Because if your head is in the game in terms of worship, brilliant. If your heart's in the game for worship, fabulous. Head and heart, even better. But if your body is in the game for worship, head, heart and body, you know you will get so much more out of this experience. I'm just telling you, please go for it, because we've got another action song coming up after this and I'm really going to expect you to do it. So let's try again and I'm going to really watch you. So it's reach for the sky. Let's do it. Reach for the sky. Touch your toes. If you can, do that. That's easy. Spin right round. If you can do it in your space, do it. And point to your nose. Run real fast. You don't have to run, but you can pretend you're doing it. Well, everyone knows I'm loved by Jesus. Put your hands on your heart. That's good. Jump real high. Simon, you can do that. Wobble your knees. Clap your hands. I heard the clapping, that was good. Stomp your feet. I won't stop till the whole world hears I'm loved by Jesus. And then you can just sing the chorus. I don't mind if you don't do an action. All right, you ready? Here we go. Going to do another action song. So stay standing. Father, thank you that we are never alone. Thank you that you have called us into your presence this morning. And it's great to be here. We want to fully enter in. We want to know what it's like to serve you in every way. Father, would our worship be a blessing to you, that you would be a blessing to us and we would be a blessing to others, Lord. Make a difference in our lives this morning, Jesus, please, in your precious name. Amen. All right. If you're able, stand, please, because we're going to do another action song, and it's on the screen here. I'm just going to go through the actions for you so you know what they are. I might get the other microphone. So it's a prayer to God. I'm so blessed. So I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed. Okay, so the first bit is, I'm so, are we gonna, you coming out, you come out and you can do it with me. I've got some action people that's going to do it with me. So, I'm so blessed, I'm so blessed. Got this heartbeat in my chest. It doesn't matter about the rest. The rest isn't other people. The rest is things in life. Okay, so don't think that we don't care about other people. doesn't matter about the rest. I've got you, Lord, I'm so blessed. Okay, that's how that bit goes. On a good day, I'm a child of God. On a bad day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day. And there's a reason why. That's it. That's all you have to do. That's going to be easy, isn't it? We can do that. I'm sure we can. But there are some two verses. Don't worry about the verses so much, but we will do the verses. And then all those extra bits you'll be able to do. I'm not going to sing now, this might be fancy. You're going to have to go and make a cup of tea because it doesn't come up on live stream for about 2.5 minutes. Okay.
Trouble knocking at my door today. I ain't gonna let it in. And worry wanna steal my joy away. But I ain't gonna let it win. Cause on my best day, on my worst day, I'm a child of God. Oh, every day is a good day, and you're the reason why. I'm so blessed, got this heartbeat in my chest. Though it doesn't matter about the rest, if I got you, Lord, I'm so blessed. When I count the problems that I see, hopeless or gone, yeah. But when I count
right. I need 4 volunteers. Daniel, can I borrow you, please? Thank you, kind sir. That's gentleman here. Can I borrow you, please? Thank you very much. And you need to be on this team here. You're on a team. And then we've got another team. Michael, can I borrow you, my darling? Thank you. Anybody downstairs? Oh, anybody else? Oh, yes, you're at the back there. Can I borrow you? Thank you. Sorry about that, Israel. I know I didn't choose you, but we only need 4 people. Just today. So, right. Now, we're doing a thing called the Kim's game. So you need to sit down on there, and you're going to... I'm not going to give you the paper yet, but you need to watch what I'm doing. So sit down on the edge there. That'd be brilliant. Thank you. And you. Wonderful. Look at you. Okay, so underneath here, you've heard of the Kim's game. I have put 10 things. Oh, one thing's missing. You didn't see that. I'm going to zip it in there now. I've put 10 things that represent things that bless us. Okay, 10 things. And I'm going to show you what they are, and then I'm going to cover them up, and then you, as a team, have to write down. You're together working as a team, Michael. You're working as a team. You've got to write down what you remember. There's only 10 things, so you might be able to get help from this side, and you might be able to get help from this side. Okay, so you ready? So these are the 10 things that... Oh, I'm going to take the whole thing off, I think. Here we go. So, we are blessed by this to represent clothing, not scarves. I am blessed by scarves, personally, but clothing, okay? We are also blessed by, this is the brick, houses. Yes, so having a house to live in. All right. We're also blessed by lovely drinks that we have, yes. Okay. Also, some sunglasses in here. I haven't actually got them out. Well, I don't think I'll bother. But they are sunglasses. So, holidays. Holidays. We can get blessed by a holiday, can't we? This is an apple. Yeah. So, we're blessed by food. Well done, Daniel. Very good. In our houses, this is a battery representing... electricity, yeah, we're blessed by having electricity, aren't we? And also, here's another thing. Special treats. We are blessed by special treats sometimes, aren't we? So this is a nice thing, chocolate. All right. And then we can be blessed. Here's a photo. Can you see it? It's a family, yeah, so we're blessed by our family, aren't we? And also, I'm not saying we're blessed by technology by putting my phone there. It's we're blessed by friends. So that represents friends. So, and then finally, we're blessed by Jesus, aren't we? Yeah. So is that 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10? Covering it up. Ding, 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 ding. Mission Impossible. Off you go. Write the things down that you can remember. There's a sheet there for you and some pencils. Go. If you can help them, that would be great. People on this side. Ask those people over that side if they can help you. Anything you can remember out of those 10 things I showed you. Go on, yeah, shout it out. What was it you said? Well, yeah, but what was the object? You need to write brick down there. Yes, come on. Anything else you can think of? Come on, this team, we need you. They need some help. Call out some things that they can write down. Ooh, what was it? What was the mobile phone? It doesn't matter what it represents, just write down mobile phone. That's fine. See if you can get the 10 things that you remember. How are you doing, Daniel? Good, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4. Brilliant. Anything else? 5 things. They've got 5 things on that team. You've got 3 things on that team. Anything else? We need help. Water. If you come from Chatham. Huh? Oh, what was it though? It was a battery. You got a battery written down there? Got battery? Excellent, battery. You're doing some great writing there. Look at them. Brilliant. Have you got all 10 things yet? No? Anything else on this side? What? A scarf, what was it representing? Can you remember? God's blessing us with clothing. Have you got scarf written down? Scarf. Clothing, okay. Great. Eight things. Come on, they've got eight things. They need apple. Did you have an apple? Got apple. Family, yeah, family. What about the... What about my phone? You represented friends. Phone, yes. Right, phone. Oh, you've got friends. Okay. What else was on there? It was only 10 things. We usually do it with 20. Come on. What's going on? Yeah, we've got the photo. Come on, team. We need help. Yes. Yes. What else? Oh, Jesus. Got Jesus there? Did you see that? What is he like? Wow. Hey, have you got Jesus? Yeah? Okay, we'll finish there. This team's got eight. This team's got... How many have you got? You've got all 10. But there was somebody that cheated on that team. Don't know who that was. Let's just have a check then. There you go. The things that may be missing. You didn't put down sunglasses. Did you get those? Yes. Sunglasses. All right. Thank you so much. Can these lovely people, can you stand up and give them a clap? Thank you so much for helping us. You can go back and sit down because we're having the offering now. Okay. Thank you. Brilliant.
It was the chocolate one. We couldn't get the chocolate one. How could we forget the chocolate one? We are blessed. We are blessed. God gives us all sorts of wonderful things, and we are blessed. So we remember that. We're going to bring an offering now for the work of the church here. A reminder that God blesses each one of us in our own circumstances. We're going to bring an offering. I know many of you give in other ways. While we're doing that, we'll remain seated. There's a video song that we're going to listen to as well. Thank you.
I was blind, now I'm seeing in color. I was dead, now I'm living forever. I had failed, but you were my redeemer. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I was lost, now I'm found by the Father. I've been changed from a ruined treasure. I've been given a hope and a future. I've been blessed beyond all measure. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me. Oh, 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 oh.
every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing. Show me every season you are good to me.
Let's pray together. Father, you are good to us, and we know it, and we can prove it, and we've experienced it so many ways at so many times. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your care and your concern, and we are grateful. Father, we give back to you from all that we have received from you in the first place. We give back to you with grateful hearts. May you bless these gifts and bless the givers also, in Jesus' name. Amen. Couple of notices. Rob, where are you? Rob, do you want to do your notice about this thing which is called Christmas? Christmas.
It's your favourite time of the year. Morning, church. Talking of blessings, I was blessed a few months ago. The Holy Spirit came into me and gave me a message. And that message was, feed them. And like most people, I just ignored it. And then he said to me again, feed them. And I thought, well, I am feeding them. I organise Strong and Courageous, and we have meals and everything else. And the message came again and again and again. So I spoke to my dear wife. And I said, as it's going to be our first Christmas together as a married couple, we said we were going to have a quiet one. How would you feel about cooking dinner on Christmas Day at church? And she said, well, if that's what's been asked, then that's what we're doing. So I spoke to Stephen, and we are going to be doing Christmas Day dinner here at church for people who are lonely, who don't have anything else to do, and just want to be part of our community. So it's a ticketed event. There's a sign-up sheet, which I'm going to put up in the conversation area. There is a price of £10 per person. And if you can't afford it, the full amount, then we can do a reduced amount, same as we do for Strong and Courageous. And if you want to pay it forward, by all means, we would appreciate that. We'll be doing turkey. And if you're a vegetarian, we'll do a vegetarian option. And then there'll be pudding and coffee and crackers and all sorts of stuff. So if that's something that you think you want to participate in, sign up the sheet. It will be out there, and then you'll get a ticket which you'll need to present on the day, because it's a ticket event. And whilst I'm here, 1st of November, Strong and Courageous Ming's breakfast. If you want to sign up, there's plenty of time to do so. Thank you.
Thank you, Rob. So that is a super opportunity. If there are people who might just otherwise appreciate some company on Christmas Day, then have a word with Rob, pop your name on the list, and it will be nice to have a gathering downstairs after our morning service on Christmas Day. Mary has asked me to pass on a couple of things. For those who might be on pension, for those who might be on benefits, sometimes you get things through on your phone which are about winter fuel payments. The likelihood is that these are scams, so just be aware of that. Don't start going through clicking and whatever. So just be aware there are some scams out there which you might be it's worth being apprised of. The other thing related to that, Mary, it was... Right, and if something does come through on your phone, then 159 is a way of just alerting the police to that as well. So that's important too. So just make use of those facilities. Ellen, your timing was rather good because we were going to do your song now, if that's all right. Yes? Is Esther singing with you too? That's even better. So I'm glad you didn't go in the balcony, Esther. That's very good. Do you guys, I mean, does one of you want to be here and one of you there? It's entirely, come, don't be shy. Come. We are well blessed. Or there's a handheld one. Which one do you want to use? Handheld. So it's hand. Yeah.
Thank you.
You can use that one if you want. So we're well blessed because Ellen has a wonderful voice. When we did the celebration a few weeks ago, we heard that. We're not having the celebration tonight because there wasn't enough time to prep, but we are hoping to have one in November. But I'm going to hand over to Ellen. There's a song. I think the words are on the screen, Marion, and that will be really good. Hoping the words are there. Jesus is the answer. Ellen, over to you.
Praise the Lord. If you know Jesus is the answer, wave your hand unto Jesus. The Bible says God has exalted the name of Jesus above every other name. At the mention of the name Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confesses that Jesus is Lord. There are so many confusions in our time and in our world now, but no matter what, the only answer is Jesus. Amen. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Sing it with us. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. If you have some questions in the corners of your mind and traces of discouragement and peace you cannot find, reflections of your past that seem to face you every day, but this one thing I do know, that Jesus is the way. I'll sing that again. I know you've got mountains that you think you cannot climb. Yes, I know your skies are dark and you think the sun won't shine. In case you don't know that the word of God is true, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other. Jesus is the way.
Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Yes, above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Today, above him there's no other. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there's no other.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the way. Jesus is the way.
He is the truth and the life.
Jesus is the way.
He is the great provider.
Jesus is the way.
He is the great physician.
Jesus is the way.
He is the I am, I am.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the only way.
Jesus is the way.
Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him there is no other. Jesus is the way.
Ellen, Esther, thank you so much indeed for that. Jesus is the way. The children are going to go off to their different groups now. Most of them will know where they are going. The youngest children, that's reception years 1, 2, and 3 downstairs with Jessica. Years 4, 5, and 6 with Cynthia in the upper room. And junior Bible class in the prayer room, and the older Bible class downstairs with Simon and Steve. Let's just bow our heads in prayer, shall we? Father, we thank you that we can be here this Sunday morning. Thank you for this opportunity of connecting with you. And we thank you that you connect with us as well. We thank you for this privilege of prayer, this communication channel between you and us, and we bless you for these opportunities we have just of bringing our concerns and our anxieties to you. Father, we thank you for some encouragements this week with hostages released, and we thank you for that modicum of a ceasefire there in Gaza. We pray that it can hold, we pray that it can extend, and we pray, Lord, for a lasting peace in that part of the world. Father, be at work with all the different parties and groups with all their conflicting ideas. But Father, may you be able to weave together a process of peace that can endure in that part of the world. We want to pray this morning for the for the people of Haiti. We're reminded of the constant violence that dogs that nation. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that somehow, in some way, that can be brought under control. We pray for good government to return to that part of the island. We pray, Heavenly Father, that good people will emerge, people of integrity and honesty will emerge to take forward the needs of that people. We think of the work of compassion, and we think of our own sponsored child, Wilkinson, and his family. Father, may you be with them. Keep them all safe in the midst of all of this. Help this young man to grow healthy and well. Protect him and help his skills to develop and to emerge in these coming days. And Father, we want to pray for Nigeria this morning as well. We're reminded of the troubles in parts of that country there, the persecution that many who own the name of Jesus are going through. Buildings being burnt, kidnappings, all manner of things that are just not right. And we cry out to you for those parts of Nigeria where Christians are really suffering at the moment. And Father, may you intervene and again create that climate and atmosphere of goodness and decency, safety and security for all those of faith, whatever that faith may be. Father, we just commend to you the needs of that people at this particular time. We thank you, Father, for our Baptist family. We thank you for Joff being with us last week. He's asked us to pray for Ashford Baptist Church. And so we commend our friends at Ashford to you who are looking for a new minister. We pray that you'd guide them and lead them to the right person at the right time. May you intervene there. May just make people aware of the congregation there and help them to be drawn to that. Father, may the right person be drawn to that fellowship, we ask and we pray. And Father, we pray for our own church family here. We think of those who are going through bereavement at the moment, those who have got heavy loads and cares of concerns. We think of Gazala, whose brother is in hospital, and we just commend the whole family to you at a very anxious time. We think of others too who are in hospital in Maidstone, and they're going through great trials as well, and we commend them to you as well. We think of our good friend Michael Stacey, who's health is poor and who continues in hospital at the moment. And Father, just be with Michael, and may you bring healing into his body. May you lift his spirits when he gets low, and be with all his family who are anxiously watching at this particular time. For Ruth Millard, who continues to be dogged by this persistent cough, we just pray, Lord, for appointments to come through for Ruth so that she can really just get the right treatment for this condition. And we just commend her to you and ask that you'd intervene in her situation. And for those who are young and for those who are older who wrestle with mental ill health, Father, please reach out to them. Touch them with your loving and healing hand. Bring positive thoughts to replace the negative thoughts, we pray. And bring healing in body, in mind, and in spirit, we ask. Father, be pleased to hear all the prayers that we lay at your feet this morning. In the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Karen, over to you.
Stand if you're able, please. And we're going to worship.
Blessed are those who run to him, place their hope and confidence in Jesus. He won't forsake them. Blessed are those who seek his face and bend their knee and fix their gaze on Jesus. They won't be shaken. So come on and praise the Lord with me. See if you love his name. Come on and live your
This is my story.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. If you'd like to sit down.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you very much indeed. And in a moment, Sarah's going to come and share God's word with us. Let me just read, first of all, the passage that we're looking at this morning. It's from Numbers chapter 6 and entitled in the NIV, The Priestly Blessing. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them." Sarah, over to you.
Glory to God. Good morning, church. Okay, I'm really thankful to God for this opportunity once more. So today's, if you're a note taker, then today's sermon is Blessed and a Blessing. Praise God. And thank you, Pastor, for that reading. So I'm going to tell you a story. Please do listen it attentively. So more than a century ago, there was a man named Lalibur, a Subedar major in the Indian Army. After completing his service, he returned to his village in Nepal, and what he saw deeply troubled him. There was not a single school for the children. Lalibur was someone who, because he was in the Indian Army, he had traveled a bit, he'd been exposed to the wider world, and he'd seen children receiving education. But he was troubled when this was not happening in his own village, now that his eyes were opened. Determined to change that, he opened a school, a simple one, where his own children learned alongside the other children of the village. He believed every child deserved the right to learn, the right to education. But not long after, resistance arose. The village head challenged him immediately, demanding to know why he hadn't consulted the village council, and insisted he stop immediately. Lalibur's answer was simple and unwavering. "I'm only doing what I have learned." Because of his refusal to stop, you know, providing children with education and to close down this school, the matter was taken to the king of Nepal himself. The king asked the same question and received the same answer from Lalibur. "I'm only doing what I have learned." Given a choice to apologize or face execution, Lalibur refused to admit that educating children was wrong. He was executed for standing by what he believed in. Fearing that the king might also come after the family, Lalibur's sister and Lalibur's young son, Danahang, fled to India. They found refuge in a small town called Galingbong. Danahang grew into a young man. He got married and life seemed to be settling and going well until one day he fell seriously ill. In that moment of helplessness, he reached the end of himself and discovered the beginning of something far greater. Through the faithful ministry of missionaries like Rev. Dr. John Anderson Graham and other church leaders in his locality, he encountered the beautiful gospel of Jesus Christ. In the midst of loss, including the passing of his first wife, and having no children, he found lasting hope and security in Jesus Christ. Later, God blessed him with a beautiful new wife and many children. Each of them, by God's grace, came to know the Lord, married, and lived lives of faithfulness unto God. What began as an exodus marked by fear and survival became a testimony to God's hand at work. The hardships of Danahang faced were real, but they were pale in comparison to the blessings he walked in. He served the Lord faithfully until he went home on October the 16th, 1955. The legacy lives on. His son, Mikahang, now 90 years old, still is quite active, will travel where he can, and serves faithfully in ministry. He follows up, you know, the people that the Lord has used to raise up spiritually. He checks on them. How are you doing? He goes to the school that he founded. It's a Christian missionary school, and he stays with the children as well. He's very active. Praise God. Two of his sons are also faithfully serving as pastors. And not just the sons, but the wives and children, all actively involved in serving God in their capacity and as God has called them. And the fruit continues to grow. And I know this because this is a true story of my great-great-grandfather and Danya Hang. Loliboro was my great-great-grandfather, Danya Hang, my great-grandfather, Mika Hang, my grandfather, and the two faithfully serving pastors, my uncles. And then, of course, from that family came my dad, who faithfully serves and loves God as well. Praise God. And I'm fourth generation. Glory to God. From my mother's side as well, the story of faith is just as profound. My grandfather was initially against Christianity and would try to stop my grandmother and mom from going to church. But they persisted and faithfully went anyways because they loved Jesus Christ. They had found hope in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And later on, he was the first man or first person in the whole town in India where he lived, which was quite rare in those days, to come to Christ. And through the evangelism of Dr. Kroll, a missionary from Holland, he found Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior and received eternal life. And later on, my grandparents and mom began to evangelize across their locality, just sharing their passion and love of their newfound Lord and Savior. My mother, too, has remained a faithful daughter of God from childhood. And both my parents have raised me up and my brother in the Lord. And now, thanks be to God, I stand as one of the offspring of the fourth generation of my dad's side of family and also third generation of my mom's side of family, blessed to know, blessed to believe in, and blessed to live for Christ, our Lord and Savior. It is I did not inherit this faith by obligation, but by God's mercy and grace. I'm not a Christian because my parents are Christians, but because Jesus Christ is my personal Lord and Savior. This is not just a family history or a family story that I'm sharing with you. It's a testimony of God's faithfulness. Through persecution, illness, through moving from one nation to another in uncertainty, in pain, God has been our family's refuge. When God blesses a generation, I see that his goodness and grace echoes from member to member, from generation to generation. To him alone be the glory. Psalm 103:17 says, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children." And this is what I've found. It's been tested and tried, and it's been true for my family. And I trust that it's been true. You've witnessed and experienced this in your own families as well, from generation to generation. And it will continue to be so. In Jesus' name. So briefly, with the context of the passage that Pastor read for us, the priestlyhood blessing, the Aaronic blessing, you have the children of Israel, you know, they've come out of Exodus, they're into the wilderness, they've not just yet reached the promised land that God has promised them. But in the moments of uncertainty, in their rebellion, in their unfaithfulness at times, God, in the midst of all of this, God speaks a powerful word of comfort and security through what we know as Aaronic blessing. So even in, despite their unfaithfulness, God has been faithful. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. This blessing wasn't a generic word of encouragement. It was a divine invocation, an impartation of God's own care, of his presence and his care for his people in the wilderness. The phrase keep you speaks of this divine protection. It's not just about physical safety, but of spiritual security. Make his face shine upon you reveals God's favor and delight. He's lovingly turning his attention to his people. He's not turned his face away in anger. Be gracious to you reflects his mercy and kindness. It's an undeserved goodness. They wouldn't have deserved it, neither do any of us inherently deserve this pure goodness of God, but he still offers it to us anyway. Ultimately, this graciousness is fulfilled in Christ Jesus. Give you peace goes far beyond the absence of conflict. It's the Hebrew word shalom, a deep and abiding wholeness, well-being, and restoration for individuals, families, even the land, the nation. What does it mean to be blessed? Because we're talking about blessing, we've sang about blessing. What does it truly mean to be blessed? This is a painting that I found on the internet, and I just wanted to give credit to the artist. It's a painting by Yong Song Kim, not sure who they are, but I thought this beautiful picture. Today we use the word God bless you, and it's often used out of habit, maybe after a sneeze or a polite farewell. Oh, God bless you. But do we truly understand what it means to be blessed? Now, the definition of what I want to provide you is not the ultimate definition, but it's just to help your understanding. And this is a reflection of my understanding. In scripture, a blessing is not just a wish for comfort or success. It is a divine empowerment. The supernatural favor of God at work in a person's life, producing peace, purpose, and prosperity that aligns with his will. A true blessing draws us closer to God, not away from him. In fact, I wonder, anything that leads us away from God cannot rightly be called a blessing, surely, no matter how pleasant it may seem. To be blessed is to live in God's grace and favor, walking in alignment with his perfect will, experiencing his wonderful presence, and fulfilling his divine purposes for our lives. It's an enduring state. It's not just this fleeting feeling, oh, I feel blessed today, or something good happened, I feel blessed. It's this enduring and this constant state that he wants us to be in, walk in. It often impacts not just individuals. God's blessing doesn't just touch individuals, but entire generations, and that's what's amazing. For the believer, the greatest blessing is found in Christ Jesus. Because, you know, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. These things you find are all fulfilled in Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of God's grace, the fullness of God's wisdom and peace. Through him, we have received every spiritual blessing. From Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Blessings that transform, empower, and glorify God through our lives. And this, the phrase, may the Lord bless you, may the Lord be gracious, this word may, thanks be to Jesus Christ that it is finished on the cross. So we can boldly declare the blessings of God upon our lives. Who are the blessed? To answer that, we might want to look at the words of Jesus in Matthew chapter 5. We won't go all of it, but the Beatitudes, where the Lord Jesus Christ seems to be redefining what truly it means to be blessed. Yes, we are blessed as children of God. He loves us, and we have eternal life in Christ Jesus. But I wanted to highlight that it's not this blessing that God wants to give to us. It's not just about worldly success, not really about comfort or ease either. It's about embodying the values of the kingdom of God: humility, mercy, purity, righteousness, and peace. Boldness. Boldness to do with Christ Jesus. Boldness for truth. Jesus says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. When we are these things, when we're hunger and thirsting for righteousness, when we're pure in heart, when we're being merciful, when we're walking in humility, this invokes the blessings of God in our lives. These are the ones that whom God sees, touches, and empowers and blesses. The blessed are those who recognize their spiritual bankruptcy without God, and that's why they're poor in spirit. They recognize they're poor in spirit without Jesus Christ. They're not functioning in self-reliance. It's not about how much money they have or don't have in their bank. Those who mourn over sin, the sinful state, their sinful human state, and they're mourning, and they draw closer to Him because in Christ we have the forgiveness of sins, salvation, and we are empowered to live above and beyond sin and live a life of righteousness. Who live with meekness and desperately seek His righteousness. They thirst and hunger for righteousness. The blessed are those who work to reconcile others to God. The peacemakers. But I also want to highlight this peacemaking role that we've been called into. It's not keeping peace at any cost. Jesus later says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. So it reminds us that we are called to be peacemakers, yes, but never peacekeepers who compromise with the truth. We must speak the truth of God's word in love, with grace and boldness, even when the world rejects it. Because even Apostle Paul says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, so he understands that it's not always possible to keep peace, but obviously you don't go purposefully trying to disrupt peace as well. Live at peace with everyone, Romans 12:18. But peace will not always be possible because some will find the precious gospel of Christ offensive. But still, we must live it and preach the gospel anyways. In the end, the blessed are those who live under the reign of God, even when it costs them everything. Because they know the reward is far greater than anything that this world could offer. What would profit a person if they gained the whole world but forfeited their soul? There's nothing. You can't take anything to heaven. You can't take anything aside from your relationship with God. So be blessing conscious. That's my encouragement to you. James 1:6. I'm just reading the other half of the scripture. The one who doubts is like the wave of sea, blown and tossed by the wind. So scripture reminds us to stand firm in our faith and not be tossed by doubt. You are blessed, children of God. You are blessed. And the enemy might want to make you feel like otherwise, but you have to stand firm in this truth that I am blessed. Be blessing conscious. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says, we walk by faith and not by sight. And I just want to add on to that. I'm acting like an AMPC, but we walk by faith, not by sight, and in those brackets, not by sensory perceptions, not by feelings, by faith. So even when you don't see it or feel it, declare it. I am blessed. Could you say that? I am blessed.
I am blessed.
My family is blessed.
My family is blessed.
My generation.
My generation.
And the generations to come.
Are blessed.
By the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Be blessing conscious, my dear friends. Live with the awareness that the favor and presence of God rests on you, no matter what. If like your business, suddenly your business went bankrupt, I am blessed. So maybe something happened at school, still I am blessed. Something happened in your family, but still I am blessed. Be firm in this truth that I am blessed. Because you are, and that's amazing. The truth never changes. The truth never changes that you are blessed. And since you are blessed, I also want to encourage and remind you to be a blessing. And Karen kindly already touched upon that through the songs that they've sang in her message as well. Be a blessing. I just want to read to you Psalm 67. May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine upon us, that your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples justly and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, O God. May all the peoples praise you. Then the land will yield its harvest, and God, our God, will bless us. God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will fear him. Amen. In this psalm, we capture the missional heart of God. Our blessing has a purpose. It goes beyond, remember, it goes beyond the comfort and the ease and just earthly prosperity. Our blessing has a purpose. To make God known and draw people to him. To shine his light and his truth to the world around us. By being the light, thank you so much. By being the light, shining for Christ. Like Joth reminded us as well during... was it last Sunday? Wow, it's already been a week. God, praise God. Joth kindly reminded to us, and he gave that amazing visual demonstration as well. And I love that he said, you know, when the candles come together, that's when, you know, you become this burning, shining beacon of light for Christ. So yes, we shine individually for Jesus Christ, but how much more blessed and powerful when we come together as a body of Christ and we unapologetically shine for Jesus. And to be salt, bringing God's divine flavor into this world. Without God, the flavor of the world is bland and tasteless. And just remember, being light and salt are both things that bring change into its environment. As soon as light steps in, as soon as there's salt in food, it changes its environment. It unapologetically changes its environment, praise God. So unapologetically shine for Jesus. Unapologetically be the salt in this world. To live in such a way that others come to revere, have this holy reverence and fear for God, to know God and to worship God. Not out of fear of punishment. The fear of God is not, you know, oh, I'm so scared of God. Like, you know, God, he's a terrifying being. No, no, no. The fear of God is not fear, like being scared of God, but it's being scared and fearful of ever being without him. And just a final reminder that God is the source and the center of this, the blessing with a capital B. Though Aaron and his sons declared the blessing over Israel, the source was not them. They were the mouthpiece. It was the Lord. No one can bless in their own strength. Every true blessing originates from God, from his heart. The greatest blessing is not what God gives, but God himself. To know him, to love him, to journey with him into eternity. That's the true blessing, actually. So be blessing conscious. Be a blessing. Abide in the source of the blessing, who is God. You are blessed to reveal him. You are blessed to represent him. You are blessed to be a carrier of his glory to a world that is desperately in need of Jesus. Like such a beautiful song both of you sang. Like, I was like, do we really need to preach a sermon? I think that was enough. It was so beautiful and I was so touched. Thank you for your ministration of God's love. God bless you. That Jesus is the answer. So as I finish, I just want to pray a prayer over you. So let's just bow our heads, just this quiet time while I pray over you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of family, for the thread of grace, mercy, and favor you have woven through every generation and to the people. May you and your family walk in covenant faithfulness, rooted in the love and holy fear of the Lord. May each generation rise to know, love, and serve Christ with unwavering devotion and joy. May the gospel be your family's inheritance, proclaimed not only in word but lived out in truth. May your home be a sanctuary of worship, where God's name is honored from the youngest to the oldest. May the blessings of God flow through your bloodline, not of earthly wealth alone, but of lasting spiritual inheritance, lasting spiritual riches. And may generations yet unborn reap the fruit of your obedience today. May God's favor go before you, his spirit rich dwell richly within you, and his glory be your family's legacy. Be blessed and be a blessing to a world that desperately needs our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his gospel. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to sing one more song. If you'd like to stand up, I guess you might know this one.
Lord bless you and keep you, make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. Lord turn his face toward you.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Karen. Thank you, Sarah. And yeah, that is awesome. We've got to go. Sorry. There is tea and coffee downstairs. Please do stay for refreshments if you're able. There's prayer ministry here. If anybody would value prayer for anything or anybody, then do make use of the prayer ministry team here. The celebration isn't happening tonight. We're pushing it into November, and I'll give you more details about that. And Ellen and Esther and the family will be singing there in November for us in an evening service. It's half term this week, so no steps, no brigades this week, but coffee shop is happening on Wednesday, and craft time on Thursday, so that's still happening. If you have any shoe boxes, we're looking for them back by the end of October. Rob's already mentioned the men's breakfast, which is on Saturday the 1st of November. Newsletter gives you details about leadership elections. We're coming towards the end of October, and we do need all nominations back by the date that's there in the newsletter. So can you just prayerfully think about who could be nominated for leadership this time? Michael has asked me to remind you that the clocks go back next Saturday, so I will do that. Saturday night. Saturday, I mean, if you're still up about 1:30 in the morning, that's fine, you can do it then. But most of us are going to bed a bit earlier than that, so that's right, Saturday and not Sunday, but there we are. I'm not here anyway, so it's all right. I'm in Yorkshire time next week, so it's... thank you for being here this morning. That blessing there in Numbers chapter 6, God releases a blessing. God releases a blessing on his people. And God releases a blessing on you all this morning. And I want you to hear it, but above all, I want you to receive it. As I say these words, as Sarah said, it's not me. I am the conduit. It's from God. And this is what God says to you in your situation. Whatever your needs are, whatever your problems are, whatever is going on in your life, this is God's blessing over you and to you and in you and your family and your generation and their generation. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. God bless you all.